Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12?
请我们一同翻到哥林多前书十二章。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 12.
我们从第一节读到十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
哥林多前书十二章第一节。
But concerning spiritual, brethren, I do not wish you to be ignorant.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。
Ye know that when we were of the nations, ye were led away to dumb idols, in whatever way ye might be led.
你们做外邦人的时候，随时被牵引受迷惑，去服侍那哑巴偶像，这是你们知道的。
I give you therefore to know that no one speaking in the power of the Spirit of God says, Cursed be Jesus. And no one can say, Lord Jesus, unless in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
But there are distinctions of gifts.But the same Spirit.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And there are distinctions of services, and the same Lord.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
And there are distinctions of operations, but the same God who operates all things in all.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
But to each, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for profit.
圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
For to one, by the Spirit, is given the word of wisdom, and in another, the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
And to a different one, faith, in the power of the same Spirit, and to another, gifts of healing, in the power of the same Spirit.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
And to another, operations of miracles, and to another, prophesy, and to another, discerning of spirits, and to another, one kind of tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
But all these things operate the one and the same Spirit.Dividing to each in particular, according as he pleases.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个。却有许多肢体，而肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
The letter to the Romans,
罗马书
，Chapter 12,
第十二章。
We read from verse 6 through verse 8.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through verse 8.
罗马书十二章第六节到第八节。
But having different gifts, according to the grace which has been given to us, whether it be prophecy, Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Or service, let us occupy ourselves in service. Or he that teaches in teaching.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。
Or he that exhorts in exhortation, he that gives in simplicity, he that leads with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
The letter to the Ephesians.
以弗所书
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We'll begin with verse 7.
我们从第七节开始。
But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Wherefore, he says, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive.And has given gifts to man.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
He that descended is the same who has also ascended up above all the heavens that he might fill all things.
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
And he has given some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some shepherds and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
In order that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching, which is in the sleight of man, yet in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematize error.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body fitted together.And connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in the measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to its self-building up in love.
全身都靠它联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
First Peter,
彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
Verse 10 and verse 11.
第十、十一节。
Each according as he has received a gift, ministering it to one another as good stewards of the various grace of God.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
If anyone speak as oracles of God, if anyone minister as of strength which God supplies, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, in whom is the glory and the might for the ages of ages. Amen.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Let's have a word of prayer.
好不好？我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we gathered here in the name of Thy beloved Son.
亲爱的天父，当我们在你的爱子的名里面聚集在这里。
Our hearts are full of thanks and gratitude.
我们心里面充满了感谢与感激。
We bow and worship Thee.
我们俯伏敬拜你。
Because of Thy kindness, Thy goodness, Thy graciousness, Thy love towards us.
因着你的良善，你的信实，你自己的慈爱向着我们。
We thank Thee for being with us during these few days.
我们为着这几天，你与我们同在，我们感谢你。
We thank Thee for bringing us to this last session.
我们也感谢你带领我们来到这最后一堂。
It is all because of Thy mercies.
都是因着你的怜悯。
And we are thankful.
所以我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we do commit this last session into Thy hands.
亲爱的主啊，我们实在把这最后一堂交在你的手中。
We pray that Thou will continue to speak to us.
我们求你继续向我们说话。
We pray that all that is still needed to be spoken will be spoken.
我们求你那些必须要说出来的话能够被释放出来。
We pray that Thou will deliver us from any confusion that still may be in us.
我们也求你拯救我们从可能在我们里面还有的困惑出来。
Bring us back to the simplicity of Christ.
把我们带回到基督的单纯里。
That we may really know Thee in a living way.
好叫我们在一个活的方式中真实地认识你。
Our heart's desire is we may know Thy Spirit.
我们心中的盼望乃是我们能够认识你的灵。
Open our understanding.
开我们的悟性。
And bring us into all the truth.
把我们带进一切的真理里。
We give Thee all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of dear Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们亲爱主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for being with us during these few days.
为着这几天，我们的主与我们同在，我们感谢神。
We thank God for bringing us to this last session of the conference.
也感谢神带领我们来到这个特会的最后一堂。
The reason for our being together this time.
这一次我们聚在一起的原因
is to know the Holy Spirit.
乃是认识圣灵。
I hope that after a few days together,
我盼望在这几天相聚之后
that we may know the Holy Spirit better than what we have known Him before.
我们都能够对圣灵的认识比我们以往对他的认识更多。
I hope that it will not add to our confusion.
我盼望不是因着这个聚会而增加了我们的困惑。
Our mind may be confused.
我们的心思可能有困惑。
But our heart knows very well.
但是我们的心却非常的清楚明白。
We know that the Holy Spirit is one.
我们知道圣灵是一位。
We know that the Holy Spirit is a person.
我们知道圣灵乃是一位。
We know that the Holy Spirit is the divine person.
我们也知道圣灵乃是神圣的一位。
We know that He dwells in us.
我们认识了他住在我们里面。
And He is that another comforter that our Lord Jesus had promised to us.
那乃是我们主耶稣所应许的另外的一位保惠师。
Now, I was told that some people are a little bit confused.
有人告诉我说有一些弟兄姊妹有一点困惑。
Because when I say that in the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is promised by the Son.
因为我提到在约翰福音里面讲到圣灵乃是子所应许的。
As if it is a different spirit from the promise of the Father we find in the letters of Luke.
好像这是和在路加福音里面讲到父所应许的圣灵是不同的一位圣灵是。
Now let us remember that there is only one Spirit.
请我们记得只有一位圣灵。
The Spirit is one.
圣灵只有一位。
We do not know of any other Spirit.
我们并不知道还有其他的圣灵。
If anyone should know of any other spirit, then what kind of that spirit must be?
若有人称他们认识其他的灵，那是什么样的灵呢？
Once the Corinthians know another spirit,
我们记得哥林多教会他们知道另外一个灵。
Before they believe in the Lord Jesus, they know other spirits.
在他们相信耶稣基督之前，他们认识其他的灵。
And they even worship other spirits.
他们甚至也敬拜那些灵。
But when they come to the Lord Jesus,
但是当他们来到主耶稣的面
前， they know that there's only one true spirit.
他们知道了只有一位真实的灵。
It is the Spirit of God.
乃是神的灵。
It is the Spirit of Christ.
乃是基督的灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
the Spirit is one.
圣灵只有一位。
He is indivisible.
他是我们看不见的。
Indivisible.
是没有办法分开的。
But when we come to the work of the Holy Spirit,
但是我们来到圣灵的话语中，
we can find that He can be distinguished.
我们可以看见他是能够被分辨出来的。
Now the reason why we try to explain Him.
为什么我们要这样来解释他呢？
It's for the sake for our understanding.
是为着我们能够领会明白。
That we may have a more full understanding of the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们对圣灵有更丰满的认识。
So that's the reason why we try to explain that the Holy Spirit from two different approaches.
那就是为什么我们用不同的方式，两个不同的方式来解释圣灵。
We approach him from the viewpoint of his person.
我们首先是从他是成位的那一个角度来认识他。
That is, we approach him from the point of view of life.
就是我们从生命的角度来认识他。
Then we try to approach him from the point of his work.
然后我们从他的工作的角度来认识他。
From his power.
从他的能力。
From his gifts.
从他所赐的恩赐。
So this is the two approaches we try to approach him.
所以这乃是我们想要认识他所用的两个不同的方式。
Whether it is his person or his gifts.
不论他是讲到他的身位或者他的恩赐。
We must remember that it is the one and the same Spirit.
我们都必须要记得，那乃是一位相同的圣灵。
Whether he is promised by the Son or promised by the Father, he is the same Spirit.
不论他是子所应许的或父所应许的，他仍然是那一位圣灵。
But it does give us the two aspects of the Holy Spirit.
但是他确实给我们看见圣灵的两方面。
Because we remember on the night of his betrayal.
因为我们记得在我们主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
He said to his disciples.
他对他的门徒们说。
I will beg of my Father.
我要求父。
To send you the another.Comforter.
另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
So we find that it is the promise of the Son to the disciples.
所以我们在这里看见，这乃是子对着他的门徒们的一个应许。
And the emphasis of that promise.
在这一个应许里，它的重点乃是。
Is centered upon the person of the Holy Spirit.
它乃是以圣灵这一位为中心的。
Because he said, I will.Back of the Father to send you another comforter.
因为那里说到我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Our Lord Jesus has a representative in every one of us.
在我们每一个人的里面，我们的主耶稣他有一个代表。
He has ascended up on high.
他已经升上高天。
But he leaves and a representative.In us.
但是他却留了在我们里面一位代表。
So the Holy Spirit represents our Lord Jesus.
所以圣灵来是代表我们的主耶稣。
He will plead the cause of our Lord Jesus in our lives.
他要在我们的生命中为着主耶稣他的原因来申诉。
And he will protect the name of the Lord Jesus in us.
他要在我们里面来维护主耶稣基督的名。
That his name may be honored.
好叫他的名得着尊重。
And he will manage all the affairs of our Lord Jesus.
并且他要来经管我们主耶稣基督一切的事物。
Because we belong to the Lord.
因为我们都是属主的。
We are his inheritance.
我们乃是他的产业。
So the Holy Spirit is here to manage that inheritance belong to our Lord Jesus.
所以圣灵赐下来乃是来管理属于我们主耶稣基督的产业。
The Holy Spirit comes to us.
圣灵临到我们。
In order to glorify Christ.
是为了要荣耀基督。
He will tell us everything about Christ Jesus.
他要将关于主耶稣基督的一切事告诉我们。
And he will also bring us into Christ.
他也把我们带进基督里。
And bring Christ more fully into us.
将基督在我们里面变得更丰盛。
That we may be transformed.
好叫我们变化。
And be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
好叫我们能够磨成神爱子的形象。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵的工作。
This is the main work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵主要的工作。
It is to bring us into the likeness of Christ.
乃是把我们磨成基督的形象。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
because he is the divine person,
因着他是那神圣的一位，
he represents Christ in us.
他在我们里面代表基督。
He is God.
他是神。
Therefore, we need to respect him.
所以我们需要来尊重他。
We need to listen to him.
我们需要来听他。
And we need to obey him.
我们需要来顺从他。
Our attitude towards him is the same as towards God.
我们向着他的态度应该是和向着神的态度是一样的。
Because he is God.
因为他就是神。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
the Bible says to us again and again,
圣经一再地告诉我们，
that we should not grieve him.
我们不应当让他担忧。
That is to say, we need to do everything to please him, to make him happy.
那就是说，我们在每一件事上要讨他的喜悦，讨他的欢心。
We should not quench him.
我们不应该消灭他的感动。
When he is speaking in us,
当他在我们里面说话的时候，
we need to follow.
我们需要跟从。
We need to honor him.
我们需要来尊重他。
That That is our attitude.
那是我们该有的态度。
And we need to know him as that divine person.
我们需要认识他是那一位神圣的。
As the another comforter.
是另一位的保惠师。
This is most important in our Christian life.
这在我们基督徒的生活中是最重要的。
The reason why Christians do not grow spiritually.
为什么基督徒在属灵生命上不成长？
Is because we do not know the Holy Spirit as another comforter.
乃是因为我们并不认识圣灵乃是另一位的保惠师。
The more we know him,
我们越多认识他，
the more he will bring us into Christ.
他就要更多把我们带进到基督里。
This is the only way to know Christ.
这是认识基督的唯一的道路。
This is the only way to be matured in our Christian life.
这也是在我们基督徒生命中成熟的唯一道路。
Now this is one aspect we consider together on of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们一同来思想圣灵的一方面。
But then we begin to consider also the other aspect.
然后我们要来看另外一面。
And that is what we find in the Gospel of Luke and in the Book of Acts.
那就是我们在路加福音和使徒行传里面所看见的。
It is the promise of the Father.
乃是父的应许。
When the Holy Spirit shall come.
当圣灵降临的时候。
You shall be clothed with power from on high.
你们要从天上得着能力。
So that you can be my witnesses.
好使你们能够成为我的见证人。
And gifts will be given to us.
而恩赐要赐下来。
That through these gifts we may serve our God.
借着这些恩赐，我们可以侍奉我们的神。
So we say that the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is twofold.
所以我们讲到圣灵的彰显乃是两方面，两双重的。
One way that He make Himself known to us by the presence of His person.
一面乃是他让我们借着他自己成位的同在能认识他。
And the other way, he make himself known to us by giving us gifts.
而另外一面乃是借着他赐给我们恩赐使我们认识他。
And so that by these gifts, the Holy Spirit manifests his power.
所以借着这些恩赐圣灵彰显他的能力。
Now what is power?
什么是能力呢？
Power is the ability to do things.
能力乃是能够做事情的那个能力。
Authority is different from power.
权柄和能力是不同的。
Authority is the right to do things.
权柄乃是做事情的权利。
So one is the right.The other is the ability.
一个是权力，另外一个是可以行使的能力。
They often come together.
他们常是走在一起的。
But sometimes they can be separated.
但是有些时候他们可以被分开来。
And if they are separated, then you will have problems.
若是他们分开了，我们就看见难处。
Now where comes authority?
权柄是从哪里来的呢？
Where comes the right to do things?
从哪里我们得着权力来做事情呢？
Authority comes from life.
权柄是从生命出来的。
Because there is no authority but God.
因为除了神之外没有别的权柄。
So the life of God in us is authority.
所以在我们里面的神的生命乃是权柄。
The Holy Spirit in us is the authority.
在我们里面的圣灵乃是权柄。
So we need to obey that authority.
所以我们需要来顺服那个权柄。
And if we obey the authority of the Holy Spirit in us,
若是我们顺服在我们里面圣灵的权柄，
then we have authority.
那么我们就有权柄。
If we do not obey the authority of the Holy Spirit in us,
若是我们不顺服在我们里面的圣灵的权柄，
then we have no authority whatsoever.
我们就不会有任何的权柄。
This is the difference of authority heavenly and the authority earthly.
这是属天的权柄和属地权柄的区别。
On this earth.
在地上，
if you get to a certain position, you have authority.
若是你达到了某一个地位，你就有某一种的权柄。
But in spiritual world,
但是在属灵的世界中，
authority comes from life.
权柄是从生命里出来的。
The life of the Holy Spirit in us.
乃是圣灵的生命在我们的里面。
Because God is the only authority.
因为神乃是唯一的权柄。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
knowing the person of the Holy Spirit,
认识圣灵的身位，
give us authority in our spiritual life.
使我们在我们属灵的生活中，生命里有权柄。
Our life has authority.
我们的生命有了权柄。
When people get in touch with us,
当人摸到了我们，
they can sense the authority of God upon us.
他们能够感觉到神的权柄在我们身上。
And it is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to serve God's will.
圣灵的能力赐给我们，使我们能够来服侍神的旨意。
They can be distinguished.
他们可以区别的。
But you cannot divide them.
但是我们却不能把它们分开。
So I hope, brothers and sisters,
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹们，
our concept of the Holy Spirit is a unified concept.
我们对于圣灵的观念是一个合一整合的观念。
Do not try to divide His person and His power.
请我们不要企图把他的身位和他的能力分开来。
They are together.
他们是在一起的。
And we need to know both.
我们对两个都需要认识。
There should be a balanced view of it.
并且需要有平衡的看法。
And that is what we are trying to say.
这是我们试着解释的。
Now, yesterday morning,
昨天早晨，
we say a little bit about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.In life,
我们交通到一点点在生命里面圣灵的彰显。
How he comes to dwell in us.
他怎样来住在我们里面。
You know, every believer,
我们知道每一个信徒，
everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus as his personal savior,
每一个相信耶稣基督做他个人救主的人，
he is not only begotten of the Holy Spirit,
他是从圣灵得重生的。
At the same time,
并且同时，
the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells in our spirit.
圣灵就来住在我们的灵里面。
And he is there to be the another comforter.
他在我们的灵里面做另外一位保惠师。
He will never leave us.
他永不离开我们。
He is the resident boss in us.
他乃是住在我们里面的当家的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
are you...Your own boss, or do you have a resident boss in you?
你是你自己的老板呢，还是我们里面有一位住着一位当家的呢？
I think this makes the difference of heaven and earth.
我想这就分别出天和地的。
And whether you are spiritual or you are carnal,
或者是否我们是属灵的，或者属肉体的。
It is decided by who is your boss.
那乃是取决于谁做我们的主人。
After you believe in your Lord Jesus,
当我们相信了主耶稣，
Do you still continue to be your own boss?
我们是否仍然自己做主呢？
And live your own way,
照着自己的意思来生
活。And live for your own self,
并且为着自己来生活。
Or after you believe in the Lord Jesus，
或是在我们信了主耶稣以后
，you discover that you have a resident boss in you。
我们发现，在我里面居住了另一位的主人，一个当家。
You have to give yourself to him。
我们必须把自己交托给他。
Give your right to him。
把我的权利交给他。
And you have to learn to listen to him。
我们要学习来听他。
Now thank God。
感谢神。
When we think of the Apostle Paul，
当我们思想使徒保罗的时候
，The moment Christ was revealed to him。
在基督向他显现的那一刻
，When he asked the first question，
他就问了当主问他第一个问题
，He asked the Lord， "Who are you, Lord？"
扫罗问主一个问题，说：“主啊，你是谁
？”And the Lord said， "I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest."
主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
”It is hard for you to kick against the goads.
你要用脚踢刺是难的。
Immediately you find。This man's eyes, inner eyes were opened.
立刻我们看见这个人里面的眼睛得开了。
And he accepted Jesus as his Lord.
他就接受了耶稣做他的主。
The Lord began to be his resident boss.
主就开始住在他里面做他的主人。
So the second question he asked.
所以第二个问题他问的。
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么？
I am at your disposal.
我现在听你的吩咐和差遣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this should be our experience.
那应该是我们的经历。
As soon as you realize Jesus is your Lord and Savior,
当我们明白了主耶稣是我的主，是我的救主，
the next thing you must do is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
第二件我们必须做的事，就是问主说，主，你要我做什么？
You are my boss.
你是我的主人了。
You have your representative in me.
你有一位代表在我的里面。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in me.
圣灵住在我的里面。
He represents you.
他代表你。
He is the resident boss in me.
他现在在我里面居住，做当家。
And in all things, great things and small things.
不论大事或小事。
I must listen to him.
我必须要听从他。
If I listen to him, I abide in Christ.
若是我听他，我就住在基督里。
If I do not listen to him,
若是我不听他，
I'm not abiding in Christ Jesus.
我就不住在基督耶稣里。
This is the most basic to our Christian living.
这对于我们基督徒生活来讲是最基本的。
But thank God,
但是感谢神，
we find that he not only want to mature our life.
我们看见了他不仅要使我们的生命得以成熟，
he has a commission for us to fulfill.
他有一个使命要我们来完成。
There is a work, a spiritual work that needs to be done.
有一个工作，一个属灵的工作需要来完成。
And for that sake, he will empower us.
为着那个缘故，他要赐给我们能力。
He will give us gifts.
他要给我们恩赐。
And by these spiritual gifts, we will be able to fulfill our function.
借着这些属灵的恩赐，我们能够来尽我们的功用。
So this morning we would like to share together a little bit on in that area.
所以今天早晨我要在这一方面来交通一些。
When you come to this matter of spiritual gifts,
当我们来到属灵恩赐这一件事上，
we find in the New Testament,
我们在新约中看见，
there are four places these gifts areespecially mentioned.
我们看见有四处这些恩赐特别的被提起来。
And these are the places that we have read at the beginning.
这是我们开头的时候所读过的那些经文。
Now the first question we want to ask is this.
我们所要问的第一个问题乃是这个。
Why does God give us gifts?
为什么神要将恩赐赐给我们？
He has already given us life.
他已经将生命赐给我们了。
Now why is it that he should also give us gifts?
那么为什么他也要赐给我们恩赐呢？
What is the purpose of having spiritual gifts?
得着属灵恩赐的目的是什么？
is gifts given that we may display ourselves?
是不是恩赐赐给我们，好叫我们表现自己呢？
Or is gifts given for His sake?
或者这个恩赐是为着他的缘故而赐下给我们。
We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
我们看见在哥林多前书十二章第七节里。
It said that to each, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for profit.
那里说到圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
It is for profit.
是为着叫人得益处。
Now who's profit?
那么谁能够得益处呢？
Is it our profits?
是为着我们的益处吗？
Or is it His profit?
或是他的益处呢？
I think it is very evident.
我认为呢，它非常明显。
That the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to us not for our own profit.
圣灵赐给我们并不是为着我们自己的益处。
It is for glorifying the Lord.
乃是为着荣耀主的。
It is for the building of the body of Christ.
为着建造基督的身体。
That is why the Spirit gives us gifts.
那是为什么圣灵赐给我们恩赐的缘故。
Now, the gifts we find mentioned in the New Testament.
我们看见在新约圣经里面提到的恩赐。
Are they the same as our natural talents?
它们是否和我们天然的才能相同呢？
Is there any difference between spiritual gifts and natural talents?
在属灵的恩赐和天然的才干上面是不是有不同呢？
You know, oftentimes after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们知道许多时候当我们信了主耶稣之后，
and we are in zeal,
我们有一个火热。
People will try to encourage us.
并且有许多人他们鼓励我们。
We often hear people say to us.
我们常常听见人这样对我们说。
Now give your talents to God.
将你的才干归给神。
That you may serve Him.
好能够来侍奉。
If you are a musician.
若是你是一个音乐家。
You should consecrate your musical skill. To God.
你应该把你音乐的才能技巧分别为圣归给神。
And to worship, Him and serve Him.
来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
If you are a manager,
若是你是一个经理，
you should offer your managing ability to the church.
你要把那管理的才干奉献给教会。
Maybe you can be an elder.
或许你能够做一位长老。
If you have any special talents,
若是你有特别的才能，
if you are very eloquent,
若是你很有口才，
then offer your eloquence to God.
那么把你的口才奉献给神，
so that God may be served.
好叫神能够得着侍奉。
Now when we talk about consecration,
当我们讲到分别为圣，
probably in our mind,
可能在我们的心思意念，
it is to offer our natural talents to God.
乃是把我们天然的才干奉献给神。
And by that to serve His purpose.
借着这一切我们来侍奉服侍他的目的。
Now, natural talents are also given to us by God.
天然的才能也是神赐给我们的。
When we are born into this world,
当我们生在这个世上，
God gifted us with some natural talents.
神给我们每一个人都有天然的才能。
Because without these natural talents, we cannot live.
因为我们没有这些天然的才能，我们就无法生活。
These natural talents give us the ability to live a natural life.
这些天然的才能使我们有能力来过一个天然的生活。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
we are now being saved.
现在我们得救了。
And in spirit, one spirit, we were baptized into one body.
在一位圣灵中，我们都进入了一个身体里。
And we are going to live a spiritual life.
我们要过一个属灵的生活。
It is different from our past life.
这和我们以往的生活是不同的。
In the past life, we live by our nature.
以往我们是照着我们的天性来生活。
And with these natural talents,
并且是借着这些天然的才干。
To make our life successful.
好使我们的生活里面成功。
But now we are in another kind of life.
但是我们现在要过另外一种的生活。
And we are now living a spiritual life.
我们现在是生活在一个属灵的生命里。
A heavenly life.
一个属天的生命。
And we are living in a heavenly environment.
我们也住在一个属天的环境中。
Because the church is a heavenly thing.
因为教会乃是一个属天的事情。
Now, what ability are we going to use to live?
我们要用什么样的能力来生活呢？
You remember the story of Moses.
我们记得摩西的故事。
Moses was brought up in the palace in Egypt.
摩西乃是在埃及的王宫中长大的。
The Bible tells us that he learns all the learnings of Egypt.
圣经告诉我们说他学了埃及所有的学问。
He is great in words and in deeds.
他是一个说话行事都大有能力的人。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Somehow, when his mother nursed him,The mother injected into him something.
当他的母亲在乳养他的时候，他的母亲注在他的生命里注入了一些事情。
Must tell him that he is a Hebrew. He is a Hebrew.
他告诉他说，你是一个希伯来人。
And God preserve your life for a purpose.
神保全你的生命是为着一个目的。
And this seems to really enter into the heart of Moses.
似乎这件事情呢，真正进到了摩西的心里。
So even if he was the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter.
所以即便他成为了法老女儿的养子。
And he was raised in the palace.
他在皇宫中被培养长大。
And he had lots of talents.
他有许多的才干。
Not only born with talents.
不仅是天生的才能。
And with education, he learned a lot.
并且借着受教育，他学了许多。
So when he was 40 years old.
所以在他四十岁的时候。
The thought came to him. The thought came to him.
有一个意念进到他里面。
I'm a Hebrew.
我是一个希伯来人。
I'm not an Egyptian.
我不是一个埃及人。
I must go out and see my brethren.
我要出去看一看我的弟兄。
To see how they live.
我要看看他们如何生活。
And when he went out,
所以当他出去的时候，
he saw an Egyptian was beating a Hebrew.
他看见一个埃及人在打一个以色列人。
So he helped his natural brothers.
所以他就帮助了他肉身的兄弟。
He is a man mighty indeed.
他是一个大有全能的人。
So he beat that Egyptian to death.
所以他就打死了那个埃及人。
To save his Hebrew brother.
救了他希伯来的兄弟。
And the next day.
第二天。
He went out to see two Hebrews were quarreling.
他出去看见两个希伯来人在争吵。
He was very eloquent.
他是一个很有口才的人。
So he tried to tell them.
所以他试着。
You are brothers.
你们乃是弟兄。
Now you should not quarrel.
你们不应该争吵。
You should not cheat one another.
你们也不应该彼此欺骗。
And unexpectedly.
很稀奇的。
He was rejected.
他被他们拒绝了。
And you remember he had to fled for his life.
我们记得他就必须要逃命。
He fled to the wilderness.
他就逃到旷野。
And there he spent 40 years there.
在那里他过了四十年。
Watching the sheep.
牧羊。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you know, Moses tried to serve God's purpose with his natural talents.
摩西试着用他天然的才干来侍奉神。
With what he learned from the world,
他从世界所学来的。
He thought that was enough.
他认为那个足够了。
But he was a failure.
但是他却失败了。
God rejected that.
神拒绝了那一次。
And God took him away into the wilderness.
神就把他带到了旷野里。
In that 40 years, he had to unlearn all that he had learned before.
在那四十年中，他必须要把他前面所学的通通都忘记。
You remember when he was 80 years old?
我们记得当他八十岁的时候。
And God called him.
神呼召他。
Moses says, "I could not speak."
摩西说，我不会说话。
Now he was not humble.
他并不是谦卑。
It's very true.
那是很真的。
Because for 40 years he speak only to the sheep.
因为四十年他只向羊说话。
Now all his eloquence was gone.
他所有的口才都消失了。
Because the sheep couldn't understand.
因为羊听不懂他的口才。
So he really couldn't speak.
所以他就不再能说话了。
All his natural ability had gone into death.
所有他天然的才能都进入了死地。
When he thought he was qualified to serve God.
当他认为他够资格来侍奉神。
God disqualified him.
神却认为他没有资格。
But when he thought that he was totally unqualified,
但是当他感觉到他完全不够资格，
God called him.
神就呼召他。
God said, "I'm with you."
神说，我与你同在。
It's not a matter of what you are.
不是你是谁的。
It is a matter of what I am.
乃是因着我是谁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So we find that our natural talents cannot serve God.
所以我们看见我们天然的才能是不能用来侍奉神。
Actually, our natural talents give God lots of headaches.
实际上我们的天然的才能呢，给神很多的麻烦。
Our natural talents has to go to death.
我们天然的才能必须要进入死地。
The only way God can use our natural talents.
神唯一能够使用我们天然才能的方式。
Is after it has gone through death and be resurrected by God.
乃是在他们被带进死地了以后，神使他们复活。
Sometimes our natural talents will go to death and bury there.
有的时候我们天然的才能呢，要进入死地并且被埋葬。
But at other time, God may allow your natural talents to be resurrected.
但是有些时候神许可我们天然的才能再复活起来。
But when it is resurrected, he is in another's hand.
但是当他复活起来的时候，他是在另外一个境界。
It is no longer in your hand, it is in God's hand.
他在另外一个手中，不在你我的手中，乃是在神的手中。
Sometimes our natural talents seem to fit in with spiritual gifts.
有的时候我们天然的才能呢，想要好像摆在属灵的恩赐那个地位。
No. Sometimes you find our natural talent would fit in with spiritual gift.
有的时候我们感觉到天然的才能呢，好像很和属灵的恩赐很相配。
But at other times it can be the opposite.
但是有许多时候他们刚好是相反的。
It all depends whether that natural talent has gone through death and is resurrected.
这取决于我们天然的才能是否进入死地，并且被神从死里复活。
So in order to serve God,
所以为着要侍奉神，
God has to give gifts to man.
神必须要赐给人恩赐。
And gifts is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
恩赐乃是圣灵的一个彰显。
It is not what you naturally have.
不是你我天然所有的。
It is supernatural.
它乃是超然的。
It is given to you by the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵赐给你我的。
The Holy Spirit gave gifts to man to display His power.
圣灵将恩赐赐给人，来彰显他的能力。
So, this is spiritual gift.
所以这乃是属灵的恩赐。
Now, to every one of the Lord's children,
对每一个神的儿女们，
a gift is given.
有一个恩赐赐给我们。
Why is it?
为什么会这样呢？
Because in one spirit,We were baptized into one body.
因为在同一位圣灵里，我们都受浸 归入了一个身体。
And when you are being baptized into one body, the body of Christ.
当我们受浸进入了一个身体，就是基督的身体里。
You become a member of that body.
我们成为了那个身体里面的一个肢体。
A living member of that body.
一个活的肢体在那个身体里。
Now, as a living member of that body of Christ,
作为基督身体中一个活的肢体，
there is a specific function that God has ordained for you to do.
神命定了要我们来尽一个特殊的功用。
And for that purpose, He gives us spiritual gifts accordingly.
为着那个目的，神赐给我们一个属灵的恩赐。
So you find in First Corinthians chapter 12.
所以我们在哥林多前书十二章里看见。
When spiritual gifts are being mentioned,
当属灵的恩赐被提起的时候
，it is mentioned in relation to the body.
它乃是与身体一起提起来。
The reason why spiritual gifts are given is for the body's sake.
属灵恩赐赐下的原因乃是为着身体的缘故。
That you may be a functioning member in the body of Christ.
好使你我在基督的身体里成为一个尽功用的肢体。
You may do your part in that body.
你我能够尽我们该尽的那一份功用。
For the building up of that body in love.
好叫在主里面建立那个身体。
When you are born,
当我们出生的时候
you are born with a perfect body.
我们得着了一个完全的身体。
You are born with eyes.
我们有眼睛。
You are born with ears.
有耳朵。
You are born with mouth.
有嘴巴。
You are born with hands.
有手。
You are born with feet.
有脚。
You have all the organs there.
我们有所有的器官。
None of these organs is useless.
没有一个器官是无用的。
Because God has ordained that every member of the body is necessary for the body.
因为神命定了每身体中的每一个肢体对身体来讲都是必要的。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters,like to ask this question.
许多时候弟兄姊妹喜欢问这样的问题。
I do not have any spiritual gift.
我没有任何属灵的恩赐。
How do I know what is my spiritual gift?
我怎么能知道什么是我属灵的恩赐呢？
Actually, it is very simple.
实际上这是很简单的。
You know, when a child is born,
我们知道当一个孩子出生的时候
he is born with all the members of his body.
他出生的时候是带着他身上所有的肢体而来的。
But God has already given to each member a gift.
而神已经给身上的每一个肢体都有一个恩赐。
You are born with eyes.
我们有眼睛。
The eyes has the function to see.
眼睛有一个看的功能。
The eye is to see for the whole body.
眼睛是为着整个身体来看。
The eye does not see for itself.
它不是为着自己来看。
He sees for the whole body.
它乃是为着整个身体来看。
That is the work that God has ordained for the eye.
那是神命定给眼睛所要做的工作。
But in order to see,
但是为着要能看见
He is gifted with seeing.
他就赐下了能看的那个恩赐。
So God gave the gifts of seeing to the eye.
所以神将能看的那个恩赐给眼睛。
That he may perform his special function.
好叫他能够来尽他特殊的功用。
The same is true with every member in your body.
这对我们身上的每一个肢体都是对，都是真的。
No member of the body has no function.
身上没有一个肢体是没有功用的。
Therefore, no member in your body does not have a gift.
所以在我们身上的没有一个肢体是没有恩赐的。
So the Bible said to every member of the body, the Holy Spirit gives a gift.
所以圣经告诉我们说，对于身上的每一个肢体，圣灵赐给他一个恩赐。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
在哥林多前书第十二章十一节里说。
It is said here.
这里这样说。
But all these things operate the one and the same Spirit, dividing to each.In particular, according as he pleases.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
The Holy Spirit, in bringing us into the body of Christ,
圣灵在他把我们带进基督的身体的里面。
At the moment that you're made a member of the body of Christ.
在我们被制作成为基督身体中一个肢体的那个时刻，
God has already decided what function in that body you are to function.
神已经决定了你我在那个身体里面是什么样功用的一个肢体。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit, according as He pleases, He will distribute in particular to each member.
所以圣灵运行，随着他自己的意思，把一个特殊的功能给每一个肢体。
So every believer, being a member of the body of Christ, has been given by the Holy Spirit at least a gift.
所以每一个信主的人，我们在基督的身体里面，都从圣灵至少得着了一个的恩赐。
But you say I don't know what my gift is.
但是你我可能会说，我根本不知道我的恩赐是什么。
I don't know what is my function in the body of Christ.
我也不知道在基督身体里面我的功用是什么。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I think it is very simple.
我想这个是很简单的。
Actually, this is a question you don't need to ask.
实际上这个问题是我们不需要问的。
Because it will come very supernaturally, naturally.
因为呢，这会非常超然而自然地临到我们。
You know when a baby is born，
当一个婴孩出生的时候
，He has eyes，
他有眼睛
，And the gift of seeing is already there。
而那个看的恩赐已经在那里。
It is not given afterwards，
而不是以后才给的。
It is already there，
已经在那里了。
But when a baby is first born， he cannot see。
但是当一个婴孩刚生下来的时候，他看不见什么
，Because He needs a little growth in his life.
因为在他的生命里，他需要有一点的成长。
Then he began to see a little bit.
然后他就开始能够看见一些。
And as he grows more, he can see more.
当他成长更多，他就看见更多。
The more he sees, the more he's able to see.
他看见越多，他就越能看见。
And our eyes is so wonderful that you can train your eyes even to see in darkness.
我们的眼睛很奇妙，甚至我们可以训练它在暗中可以看见。
But if you're always in darkness, your eyes cannot see anymore.
若是我们一直都在黑暗中，我们就什么也看不见了。
So you find it comes with life.
所以我们看见它是随着生命而来的。
As your life grows,
当我们的生命成长了
，the gift that the Holy Spirit has distributed to you will be manifested.
那么圣灵所分赐给你我的生命，那是那个恩赐就要开始彰显。
And the more you exercise that gift，
我们越操练那个恩赐
，the more that gift will be manifested。
那一个恩赐就越发的得着彰显。
So I hope, dear brothers and sisters，
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹们
，to be very practical。
我们要非常的实际。
That as long as you're born again，
当我们一重生得救了
，as soon as you become a member。Of the living body of Christ.
当我们一成为耶稣基督身体里一个活的肢体的时候
，Be ready to function.
我们就要预备好来进攻。
Now, there are certain things that we need to remember.
有一些事情我们是必须要记住。
Number one,
第一
，that your life needs to grow.
我们的生命必须要成长。
If you do not grow spiritually.
若是我们属灵上不成长
，You probably will never function.
我们可能从不会进功用
，And you will never know what your gift is.
我们也不会知道自己的恩赐是什么。
Number two，
第二
After you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信了主耶稣
you need to present your bodies a living sacrifice to God.
我们需要将自己的身体献上，作为活祭归给神。
Romans 12 tells us,
罗马书十二章告诉我们
having received all the mercies of God,
我们接受了神许多的怜悯
we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们应该将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
This is holy.
这是圣洁的。
This is acceptable to God.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is our reasonable service.
这是我们合理的侍奉。
You know, many brothers and sisters,
我们看见许多弟兄姊妹们
seemingly do not discover what their gifts are.
好像他们没有办法发现自己的恩赐是什么。
It's because they never give themselves over to the Lord.
乃是因为他们从来没有将自己归给主。
Once you give yourself over to the Lord,
若是我们把自己献给主了
you say, Lord, I'm yours.
我们向主说，主，我是属你的。
Do with me in whatever way you want to.
你可以在我身上照着你所喜悦的来做工。
If you put out yourself in the hand of the Lord,
若是我们将自己放在主的手中
then you will find the gift that he has given you will begin to appear.
然后我们就会发现他已经赐给我们的恩赐要开始显明出来。
Now, number three.
第三。
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
当我们被圣灵充满的时候
that gift will appear.
那个恩赐要显出来。
You know, many people, they are looking for power.
我们看见有许多的人他们寻求能力。
I think Christians today,are more conscious of power than of the person of the Holy Spirit.
我认为今天的基督徒们更多意识到能力超过于对圣灵本身的留意。
And because God's people are looking for power, for gifts.
因为神的儿女们在寻求能力和恩赐。
Therefore, you find today.
所以我们今天看见。
We are told.
我们也被人这样告诉我们。
If you receive the second blessing.
若是你得着了那第二次的祝福。
If you are being baptized of the Holy Spirit, that's what he said.
别人会这样告诉我们说，若是你接受了圣灵的浸。
If you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
若是你得着了圣灵的浸。
Then power will come to you.
那么你要得着能力。
Then gifts will be given to you.
那么恩赐就要赐给你。
So that you can serve with power.
所以你就能够用能力在能力中侍奉。
And for instance, in the 60s,
举例来说，在60年代的时候
，we find the charismatic movement swept over the world.
我们看见灵恩运动横扫全球。
I personally believe that it is the move of God.
我个人相信那乃是神的运行。
Many people got saved.
许多的人得救了。
Many people are energized by the Holy Spirit.
许多的人因着圣灵得着了
能力。And many gifts are being manifested.
许多的恩赐得以彰显。
I always say it is very good to have a touch.Of the charismatic.
我常常说得着一点灵恩的经历是非常好的。
But if you go too deep into it, you may get into trouble.
若是你更深地进入它，我们可能会有麻烦。
Because there's a lack of understanding.
因为在那里缺少了领会和明白。
People think that if they are baptized with the Holy Spirit.
有人认为呢，当我们受了圣灵的浸。
If they have an experience,
若他们有了那个经历
of the of Pentecost,
有那个五旬节的经历
then they will have power,
他们就会有能力
then gifts will be displayed,
并且恩赐要彰显出来
and in a sense, you find it does happen.
在一面来说，我们看见那确实发生了。
But at the same time,
但是同时
you find there are many problems.
我们也看见有许多许多的问题。
Back in 1935,
在1935年的时候
，When I first joined dear brother Nee in this ministry,
当我初次加入了尼弟兄他的侍奉执事里
，During that year,
在那一年中
，Our dear brother Watchman Nee,
我们亲爱的尼弟兄
，He felt he was dried in his life.
他感觉在他的生命里枯干了。
He felt he need help.
他感觉到他需要得着帮助。
So at that time he was thinking of go to England.
所以在那个时候他想去英国。
He want to see Brother T. Austin Sparks.
他盼望去访问斯百克弟兄。
Hope that he could get some help from him.
盼望他能够从他那里得着一点帮助。
But before he went there,
但是在他去之前
，He was invited by a brother, Dr. Stearns.
他被一位弟兄 Dr. Stern 邀请。
And so he went to North China.
所以他到中国的北方。
And while he was there,
当他在那里的时候
，He met a sister.
他遇见了一位姊妹
，called Miss Fishbach.
称为 Miss Fishbach 费小姐。
Now this sister is a very spiritual sister.
这是一位非常属灵的姊妹。
So they have fellowship.
所以他们有一点交通。
And during that fellowship,
在那个交通中
，Brother Nee was convinced.
尼弟兄他被说服了。
That he need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他需要圣灵的浸。
So he sought for that.
所以他就寻求。
And while he was praying by himself.
当他自己在那里祷告的时候
，He had a wonderful experience.
他有一个奇妙的经历
of the Holy Spirit,
就是得着圣灵的经历。
So he came back without going to England.
所以他回来就没有再去英国了。
And when he came back to Shanghai,
当他回到上海之后
，He gathered us,
他把我们聚在一起
，those co-workers together,
我们这些同工们聚在一起。
And for a whole week,
一整个礼拜
，we search the scripture，
我们查考圣经
，and we pray，
我们祷告
，for the whole morning，
整个早晨
，and somehow by the grace of God，
借着神的恩典
，we receive some experience，
我们也得着了一些的经历
，and then we began to bring it to the brothers and sisters，
我们就把这些带到弟兄姊妹们中间
，and there was a great movement。At that time,
在那个时候就有了一个很大的运动。
The Pentecostal was very happy.
所以五旬节派的弟兄姊妹非常高兴。
They thought that we have joined them.
他们觉得我们加入了他们。
And there are many demonstrations.
有许多的彰显。
Gifts,
恩赐。
Tongues,
方言。
Prophecy,
预言。
Healings.
医病的恩
赐。All these things happening.
这一切的事情都发生了。
And it even began to spread to other cities in China.
并且开始呢传播到中国其他的城市里。
Thank God for that.
我们为此感谢神。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的。
Because we lack understanding.
因为我们缺少了认识。
Even Brother Nee at that time, he didn't really understand that well.
即便就是尼弟兄自己，他在那个时候也并不十分的明白。
Because we are so new to it.
因为对他而言是非常的新。
So gradually we find problems arise.
所以逐渐的我们就看见问题出现了。
It happened in different places in China.
在中国不同的地方发生了这些问题。
It came to a time.
到了一个时刻。
When we thought we had to stop and rethink.
那个时候我们感觉到我们需要停下来并且好好的思考。
Now I will not tell you what had happened.
我不要告诉大家接下来发生什么了。
But something happened.
但是确实发生了一些事。
So we try to wait upon the Lord.
所以我们试着要等候主。
And seek the Lord.
寻求主。
What does it mean?
这个意义是什么?
Why is it?
为什么会这样?
That as we are seeking for power,
当我们寻求能力的时候,
something happened.
发生了一些事情。
And finally,
最后,
we came to the conclusion.
我们有了一个结论。
And the conclusion is very simple.
这个结论很简单。
But it is so true.
但是它确实那样的真实。
Cavalry precedes Pentecost.
加略山是在五旬节之前。
The cross precedes power.
十字架是在能力之前。
If we do not know the cross in our lives,
若是在我们的生命中不认识十字架，
and we come to power first,
那么我们先要得着能力。
It is like a child giving him a sword.
好像把一把剑交在孩子的手中。
The child does not have the maturity to handle that sword.
这个孩子没有使用剑的那个成熟度。
And he will cut himself and cut other people.
他要伤害自己也伤害别人。
We believe in power.
我们相信方言。
But we also believe in the cross.
然而我们也相信十字架。
If we try to get to Pentecost before Calvary.
若是我们在加略山之前我们就想得着五旬节。
We will get into trouble.
我们必定遇见麻烦。
You know, I was told by the very famous charismatic leaders.
有一位在灵恩运动里面非常有名的领袖曾经告诉我。
A few years ago, we had fellowship together.
几年以前我们还在一起有交流。
And he told me this.
他告诉我这样的
事。He said, brother.
他说弟兄。
The problem with our charismatic movement.
在我们灵恩运动里面的问题。
Is that we do not preach the cross.
乃是我们没有传讲十字架。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
here you find,
这里我们看见，
we need to grow,
我们需要成长，
we need to know the cross,
我们需要认识十字架，
we need to know how our flesh is being dealt with,
我们需要认识我们的肉体怎样被对付，
how our natural talents need to go to death,
我们天然的才能需要进入死地，
where our self-life need to go to death,
我们的己生命需要进入死地，
and with the life of Christ in charge,
让基督在我们身上掌权，
then when power is given,
当能力赐下的时候，
it will be used rightfully,
那么才会在合法的情况里面。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
later on,
之后，
I go back to this country, I mean, talking again about the charismatic movement.
我再回到来谈到灵恩运动。
After a few years, this charismatic movement is moving along.
当这个灵恩运动开始运行了好几年之后，
Much good work is done.
许多美好的工作被完成了。
But lots of confusion, lots of problems.
但是也产生了许多的困惑和难处。
And then people try to explain what had happened.
然后就有人想要解释这些发生的现象。
And so far as I understand,
就着我的领会来说，
it was some Catholic theologians,
乃是一些天主教里面的神学家，
they began to explain the phenomena.
他们开始解释这些的现象。
They said this outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
他们说这乃是圣灵的浇灌。
This baptism of the Holy Spirit,
这乃是圣灵的浸。
And with all these gifts manifested,
在这些中间有许多的恩赐得以彰显。
Now how do you explain it?
那么我们怎么解释？
They said it is not something new.
他们说这不是稀奇新的事物。
It is the activation what is already given.
这乃是重新启动神已经赐下的事物。
It is not a second blessing.
这不是第二次的祝福。
It is just a discovery of the first blessing.
乃是恢复那首先已经赐下的祝福。
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
我不晓得大家是否领会我在说的。
In other words,
换一句话说。
This is what our brothers have been talking these few days.
这是我们弟兄们这几天所谈论的。
Pentecost cannot be repeated.
五旬节不会再重复，不能够被再重复。
Pentecost is historical.
五旬节乃是一个历史的事件。
It happened only on the one hand in Jerusalem, in that upper room, on the other hand, in the house of Cornelia.
它已经发生过，一面是在耶路撒冷那个小楼上，另一面是在哥尼流的家里。
The promise is fulfilled during these two incidents.
那个应许已经应验成全了，在这两件事情上。
For in one spirit we were baptized into one body.
因为在一位圣灵里，我们都受浸进入了。
Whether Jews or Gentiles,
不论是犹太人或外邦人。
On the day of Pentecost, the Jews,
在五旬节那一天，对犹太人而言。
In the house of Cornelia, the Gentiles,
在哥尼流的家里，乃是外邦人。
That is Pentecost.
那乃是五旬节。
That is fulfilled.
那个已经应验成全
了。Once and forever.
一次到永远。
As our brother said, it's just like.Redemption.
像我们弟兄所说的，这就好像救赎一样。
What our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
我们主耶稣在十字架上所完成的。
It is done.
已经完成了。
You cannot repeat it.
我们不可能再重复它。
If we do, we re-crucify the Lord.
若是我们再这样做，我们乃是重钉主十字架。
But that doesn't mean that because it is historical, so it is forever gone.
但是并不因着它是历史事件，所以它就永远过去了。
It is historical, but it continues in its effect forever.
它因着它是历史事件，但是它仍然持续它的功效到永远。
So, brothers and sisters, today,
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天
we are in the good of Calvary.
我们乃是来到加略山。
We receive.What Calvary has already done.
我们接受在加略山上已经完成的。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣
的时候, it is not at that moment,
乃是在那个时刻,
that the Lord crucified for you.
主耶稣为你我钉在十字架。
The blood is already shed.
血已经流出来。
The effect is already there.
那一个功效已经在那里。
When you believe, the effect.Becomes yours.
当你相信的时候，那个功效就成为你的了。
The same thing with Pentecost.
对于五旬节也是相同的。
Therefore, it is an activation.
所以那乃是一个启动。
In other words,
换一句话说
，When you are born again,
当你重生的时候
，When you are baptized into the body of Christ,
当你受浸进入了基督的身体里
，You have already been baptized.In the Holy Spirit.
你已经浸在圣灵的里。
Otherwise, you are not in the body of Christ.
要不然的话，你就不在基督的身体里。
Now, how do you know you have been baptized in the Spirit?
那么我们怎么知道我在圣灵里受浸了呢
？Very simple.
非常的简单。
The moment you believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我相信耶稣基督的那个时刻。
Not only you are conscious of your Heavenly Father.
不仅我开始意识到我有天父了。
Whenever you meet another one,
当我们遇见另一位
for the first time,
头一次的
but you know, you discover that he is also a believer.
当我们发现他也是一位信徒
immediately you find there is a kindred spirit.
立刻我们感觉有一个亲切亲人的感觉
Now where comes this consciousness?
而这一个意识是从哪里来的
This is body consciousness.
这是对身体的感觉
It is the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
这乃是在圣灵里的浸所带来的
So we all have been baptized in the Spirit into the body.
所以我们每一个人都已经在圣灵里受浸归入了一个身体。
And when you are baptized into the body of Christ to be a member,
所以当我们受浸进入基督身体里成为一个肢体
，God has already, according to what He pleases, placed you as a certain member in the body of Christ.
神就照着他自己所喜悦的，把我们摆在身体里做一个肢体。
That is what you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18.
这是我们在哥林多前书第十二章第十八节里面所看到的。
But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, according as it has pleased Him.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体聚各安排在身上了。
So God has already, it pleases God, He has already set you as a certain member in the body of Christ.
所以这是神的喜悦，把我们摆在基督的身体里面做一个特别的肢体。
And at the same time,
并且同时，
It pleases the Holy Spirit,
也是圣灵所喜悦，
to empower you with a certain gift,
赐给你能力，赐给你一个恩赐。
Just like when a child is born, he has the gift of seeing.
正好像一个孩子出生的时候，他得着了看的这个恩赐。
So it's already there.
所以他已经在那。
You have everything.
你有所有的事情，
but you don't know.
但是我们不知道。
You're not conscious of it.
我们没有意识到。
Or you're not in a state of realizing what you have.
或者我们没有达到一个光景，我们领悟了我已经有这些。
So when you have an experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们被圣灵充满的那个经历的时候，
you find.Everything is being activated. In other words, come into life.
我们才发现呢，这一切都被启动了。换一句话说呢，他们都活过来了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now, to me, I think this is a good explanation.
对我而言，我认为这是一个很好的解释。
So that's the reason why.
这就是为什么。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
Now.How to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那么我们怎么能够被圣灵充满呢？
Very simple.
非常简单。
Empty yourself.
倒空我们自己。
And He will fill you.
他就要充满我们。
The time when you really repent and empty yourself.Before the Lord.
当我们真正悔改，并且在主面前倒空自己的时候，
you experience a filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们要经历圣灵的充满。
The Holy Spirit is like air.
圣灵好像空气一样。
He fills this room.
他充满这个房间。
But because there are so many chairs and people here.
但是因为在这里有许多的椅子和许多的人，
So aside from him, you find there are chairs, there are people.
所以除了他之外，我们也看见椅子和人。
As if you have squeezed him into certain empty space.
所以好像我们把他挤到了一些空的地方。
When you move all the chairs out,
若是我们把所有椅子都挪开，
All the people out,
所有的人都出去，
You findThe air filled the whole room.
我们发现了这个房间就完全被空气所充满。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What we need is to be emptied.
我们所需要的乃是被倒空。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那乃是圣灵的工作。
He is emptying us.
他在倒空我们。
He is emptying us of sin.
他把我们的罪倒空。
If there is sin,
若那里有罪，
He is grieved.
他就担忧。
And he is shaking.
他就在那里哀哭。
And if there is the world there,
若是在里面有世界，
worldly things,
属世的，
worldly ideas,
世界的观念，
worldly pursuit,
追求世界。
If we are occupied with the world,
若是我们被世界所占有，
then the Holy Spirit is grieved within us.
那么圣灵在我们里面就难过。
He is not able to manifest himself.
他就没有办法来彰显他自己。
Or if we are full of ourselves,
我们若是充满了自己，
then you find again he is being quenched.
我们再一次发现他在那里被消灭。
If we are so self-centered,
若是我们是如此以己为中心，
No wonder we are not conscious of His presence.
难怪我们意识不到他的同在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Empty ourselves,
倒空我们自己，
And then He will fill us.
那么他必定充满我们。
But of course,
当然，
We do not experience until we come to the end of ourselves.
除非我们来到我们己的尽头，我们是无法经历的。
That's the reason why.
那是为什么？
You have to be filled again and again having this experience.
我们需要一再的被充满，有这样的经历。
Sometimes when you feel dry.
有的时候当我们感觉枯干。
When you feel you are being oppressed.
有的时候我们感觉受压。
You go to the Lord.
我们到主面前。
You repent.
我们悔改。
You turn to Him.
我们转向。
You allow His Spirit to search you.
我们求圣灵来鉴察我们。
And when He emptied you.
当他倒空我们的时候。
When you surrender yourself.
当我们向他降服自己。
Sometimes you have a crisis.
有的时候我们有一个危机。
You cannot get over it.
我们没有办法过去。
You go to the Lord.
我们到主面前。
You pray.
我们祷告。
You repent.
我们悔改。
You present your bodies a living sacrifice.
我们再把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you are given the power to go through.
我们就要被赐予能力能够过去。
Sometimes when you are serving the Lord,
有的时候我们在侍奉主。
And you find there is no power.
我们发现没有能力。
And you go to the Lord.
我们到主面前。
Not for your own sake.
不是为了自己的。
Not to display yourself.
也不是为了表现自己。
But for His sake.
乃是为着他。
And you are burdened.
并且我们里面有沉重的负担。
You waited upon the Lord.
我们等候主。
He will search you.
他要鉴察我。
Search every part of your life.
把我们生活生命里的每一部分都。
And when all these things have been dealt with,
当这一切事物都被对付了，
He will fill you.
他要充满我们。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you experience another filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们就再一次经历圣灵的充满。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this is the activation of what God has already given to you.
这乃是启动神已经赐给我们的一切。
That is the reason why there is no reason for us to beg and beg and tarry and tarry.
这就是为什么我们不需要到主面前一再的哀求，再哀求，在那里单言，再单言。
Be brought to the right place.
应该立刻被带到那对的地位上。
And just look up, and there He will fill you.
我们只要仰望他，就在那里，他要充满我们。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
maybe another question.
或许还有另一个问题。
Can we ask for gifts?
我们能不能来求恩赐呢？
Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
照着哥林多前书十二章，
you find that it pleases God to set us in the body as particular members.
我们看见神随着自己的意思把肢体聚各安排在身上。
And then the Holy Spirit accordingly, according to His pleasure, He will give each a particular gift.
而圣灵同样的照着同一个原则随着自己的意思将恩赐分给个人。
Now, if that is the case, it seems as if we do not need to ask for particular gifts.
若事情真是这样的话，好，似乎我们就不需要特别来要求某一个特殊的恩赐。
Because it is given by the Holy Spirit as He pleases.
因为是照着圣灵所喜悦的，圣灵已经赐给我们了。
And He is always doing it according to which member you are in that body.
并且他这样赐下，总是照着我们在身体里面是什么样的肢体而赐给我们。
You know, when you look at all these places about spiritual gifts,
当我们读圣经讲到属灵恩赐的各处经文的时候，
they are all related to the body.
他们都和圣经是彼此相关的。
Oh, you know, related to the body.
都和身体是相
关。Because these gifts are to be exercised in the body and for the body.
因为这些恩赐必须是在身体中来运用，也是为着身体而运用。
Gifts are not given to be exercised independently of the body.
恩赐不是在身体之外来运用的。
And so, if God has already ordained what member I am,
所以神已经命定了我是什么样的肢体。
And the Holy Spirit who knows the mind of God has given me the corresponding gift.
圣灵他认知道神的旨意意思心思，他就照着这个意思将恩赐赐给我。
Then there's no place for me to ask for other gifts.
那么我就没有什么地位来要求其他的恩赐了。
If I'm an eye,
如果我是一个眼睛
，and I ask to see,
我应该眼睛应该来看。
That's supernaturally natural.
那是一个超然的自然。
If I'm an eye,
若是我是一个眼睛
，and I want to hear.
若是我想要听
，Now that's ridiculous.
那就很可笑了。
So if in this sense you cannot ask for a particular gift.
所以我们就一面意义来讲，我们不需要再要求特别的恩赐了。
But here in chapter 12, verse 31.
但是在第十二章三十一节的地方
，Paul said to the Corinthians, but desire earnestly the greater gifts.
保罗向哥林多的弟兄姊妹说，你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。
And in chapter 14, verse 1.
在第十四章第一节里
，Follow after love and be emulous of spiritual manifestation, but rather that ye may prophesy.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Now how do you reconcile this?
我们怎样把这两个不同的感觉调和呢？
Now I do not pretend that I know the answer.
我不要假装我知道这个答案。
I have meditated, waited before the Lord, but I have to say, I don't have the solution.
我在主面前默想等候主，但是我必须要诚实的说，我并没有确定的答案。
There are a few thoughts I would like to share with you.
但是我可以和大家分享几个意念。
You know, Paul, when he was writing this letter,
我们知道，当保罗在他写这个书信的时候
，he has the Corinthian believers in view.
在他的意念里面是摆着哥林多的弟兄姊妹们。
Now these Corinthian believers,
这些哥林多的信徒们
，they do not grow as they should.
他们并没有照着他们应该的来成长。
Their mentality is still in the babyhood.
他们的意念仍然还是婴孩的阶段。
So they have a kind of false thinking.
所以在他们里面有一种假的不对的一种的意念。
They think that having spiritual gifts make you spiritual.
他们认为呢，得着了属灵的恩赐就使你成为一个属灵的人。
Only if you have gift.
只要你有了恩赐
，then you instantly become spiritual.
立刻你就成为属灵的人了。
And because they are so carnal,
因为他们是如此的属天然血气。
They want to display how spiritual they are.
所以他们想要表现他们是何等的属灵。
So they look forward to these displaying gifts.
所以他们就寻求想要得着这些能表现的恩赐。
And speaking in tongues.That is displaying.
说方言是一个很好的表现。
If only they can speak in other tongues, then instantly they become spiritual.
若是你能够说出别国的方言，立刻你就成为一个属灵人了。
So everybody seeks for speaking in tongues.
所以每一个人都寻求说方言。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Of course,
当然
，there are lots of. False tongues as well as real tongues.
有许多假冒的方言，也有真的方言。
You know, tongue is not something only in Christianity.
我们知道方言呢，不仅在基督徒的中间。
In other religions, they have the same phenomena.
在其他的宗教里面也有同样的现象。
And so it is not exclusively a Christian experience.
所以并不这只是基督徒独有的经历。
But the Corinthian believers seeking for tongues.
但是哥林多的信徒们寻求说方言。
Because that would display them very clearly.
因为那能够很清楚地来表现他们自己。
So Paul is trying to tell them.
所以保罗试着告诉他们。
Now don't have that kind of babyish mentality.
你们不要再有这个婴孩的心态了。
Seeking gifts for your own self.
为着自己的缘故来寻求。
You should grow up in your mind.
你们需要在你们心态意念上
长大。And you should desire something greater gift.
你们需要渴慕更大的恩赐。
A gift that can help the church.
那个恩赐能够帮助教会的。
And probably that is one reason why.
这可能是这里的一个原因。
Now another reason.
另一个原因。
The hand is given the gifts of handling things.
手被赋予一个恩赐，能够拿东西、处理事物。
But sometimes,
但是有些时候
，when in the body,
当在身体里
，some other members of the body is paralyzed.
在身体里面，一些其他的肢体瘫痪了。
You find very strangely,
我们发现很稀奇。
A member that is not supposed to function in that way will begin to be trained to be so functioning.
一个肢体它原来没有，不是命定要那样尽功用的，它却能够被训练尽它原来没有的功用。
You know the hand can see.
我们知道手可以看。
A blind person.
一个瞎眼的人。
He cannot read.
他没有办法看。
Then yes, he can use his hand to read.
但是他却能够用他的手来读书。
Now that is special.
这是很特别的。
But it is those specials that prove the rule.
但是
exception proves the rule.
这是一个特例，来证明了一个。规矩。
So there is no contradiction there.
所以在那里的并没有矛盾。
So I wonder if this is the case.
我猜想这可能是他的原因。
Because so many members of the body of Christ are not functioning.
因为在身体里面有许多的肢体没有办法进攻。
And if you really love the body of Christ,
如果你真是爱基督的身体
，you seek that you may be given gifts that can help the body.
我们就寻求，或许主就赐给我们一恩赐，能够帮助身体。
And God will do something very special.
神常常会做一些特殊的事。
And will give you a greater gift.
而赐给我们更大的恩赐。
Now that is what I'm thinking about.
这乃是我自己的一点的意念。
Just for your reference.
只是提供做大家给大家做参考。
But anyway.
不论如何。
How are the gifts to be exercised?
恩赐要怎样来操练呢？
Paul said, "I show you a more excellent way."
保罗说，我指示你们一个更美的道路。
And that is the way of love.
那乃是爱的路。
In other words.
换一句话说
，It is life that handles gifts.
乃是生命来运用恩赐。
If your life is like a baby,
若是我们的生命像一个婴孩
，and you try to use your gift,
若是我们试着来运用自己的恩赐
，you will find.Instead of helping people, probably it is just to exalt yourself.
很可能我们会发现，我们本来是想要帮助别人，反而我们却叫自己疲倦枯竭了。
But if your life is matured,
若是我们的生命成熟了
，and it handles the gift,
那么这个生命来管制这个恩赐。
It will build the church and glorify God.
他要建立教会，并且使神得荣耀。
So you find these two things have to go together.
所以我们看见这两件事必须走在一起。
When you separate life from power,
若是我们把生命和能力分开，
you have problem.
我们就有问题。
At the same time,
同时，
if you seek for power and without corresponding life,
若是我们寻求能力而没有相对的生命，
then you find the power can do damage.
我们就看见这个能力会造成破坏。
But anyway, brothers and sisters,
但是不论怎样，弟兄姊妹们，
you find that all these gifts are given to build the church to glorify God.
我们看见这所有的恩赐赐下来是建造教会，叫神得荣耀。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿主得着我们。
That we may know the Holy Spirit, His person.
好叫我们能够认识圣灵他的身位。
That in life we may grow.
在生命中我们能成长。
And we may also know the Holy Spirit by gift.
我们也能够借着恩赐来认识圣灵。
Know His power.
认识他的能力。
In order that we may serve God's purpose.
好叫我们能够运用它来服侍神的旨意。
So everything is from God.
所以一切都是从神而来。
Through God.
并且是借着神。
And unto God.
并且是归给神。
To Him be the glory.
愿荣耀归给他。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank Thee.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你。
For gathering us these days.
在这几天把我们聚在一起。
We thank Thee that Thou dost turn our attention to know the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，使我们能够留意，我们要认识圣灵。
Maybe we hope this will be the beginning of knowing the Holy Spirit.
我们愿这是我们认识圣灵的开始。
There is much about the Holy Spirit, Lord, we still do not understand.
主啊，关于圣灵，我们还有许多并不明白的。
Will you continue to teach us and to guide us?
求你继续的帮助并且引领我们。
That we may know the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们真认识圣灵。
And in knowing Him, knowing God.
因着我们认识他，我们能认识神。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。